Okay, today is Daf Yud. Yud. We are on Daf Tesamid Beis. We are in the second line from the bottom. So the Gemara asks the following question. Be'eva Yarden Tlas, Be'eretz Yisrael Tlas. Look, Be'eva Yarden need three, and Eretz Yisrael you also need three? That's a funny thing. Eva Yarden only had 2.5 Shvatim. And Yisrael had 9.5 Shvatim. Doesn't make any sense. Right? Rashi says in the bottom, Bitbia, the question, Bitlas, Shnei, Shvatim, Benachas, Shnei, Shvatim, Shalosh, Kvonachas, Asara, Shvatim? 2 like 10? So 9.5 and 2.5, okay, same thing, right? So the Ramban on the Torah asks, doesn't answer the Gemara's question, because as Yoni said yesterday, which we didn't get to yet, there were 42 more cities. There were 42 cities of Levi that were also Ari Miklat. Out of those 42, how many were Eivar Yarden?
None.
Three.
Three.
Yeah. So that means there were 42 cities in Eretz Yisrael and 6 in Eivar Yarden.
That's fair.
Very fair. What's the question? What's the most question?
They don't have the same stats.
What? They were the same. We're going to get to the differences today or tomorrow. The differences are they're not real differences. The difference is if you don't know if you're in there. That's the difference. If you don't know, is it collate?
Was it marked the same way?
Yes, everything's the same. So, what's the Gemara's kasha? That's one that the Ramban says. and the Ramban says, even if you want to say it's a kasha, the answer is obvious. Because even though it's true, there were only two and a half shvatim, but the land area was the same. It's not even bigger.
Bigger.
So what's the kasha? Yeah. The bigger area of land.
Wait, every argument.
Yeah, it's just as big. It's not bigger.
Bigger.
So what's the kasha? So everybody knows the answer. Right? The answer is because there's a lot of murderers on the Avery Yarden. That's what the Gemara is going to say right now. Right?
Which also doesn't make sense.
Amar Avaya,
for sure good.
Begillah, Shrichei Rotzchim. Well, in Gil, a lot of murderers. So Tosus asks to Marcel's question. Right? Tosus asks to Marcel's question. Now, remember, we're going to have it today. The Rashi says it in Chumash somewhere, might even say it in two places, that if somebody murders somebody,
there's no witnesses,
what happens?
There's an accident happening.
An accident will happen. So a lot of murderers, end up being a lot of Ori Miklats.
Yeah, that really makes sense.
Look at Rashi, look at Tosas on the bottom. Pirish.
That makes sense?
Yes. Ulahachi hutrichanu l'Ori Miklat. That's already Ori Miklats. Lafi, because Kishahar Gemezid below Edim, if somebody killed Gemezid without Edim, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mezamen L'Pudlik Echad, Timin L'Kaman. Hashem will make sure you show up at a certain place, and you're going to die B'Shogi, and then that guy will go to Ari Miklat, so it's all fair. So, even though there's a lot of murderers,
it's Hashem's going to put it in a system that's exponentially more people are going to get killed.
No,
yes.
Everything's all fair.
So what?
Everything's all fair. We'll get to the Gemara shortly.
They're murderers.
We'll get to the Gemara shortly. Everything's fair. The question is, we'll get to the Gemara shortly. That's not the question. We'll see. So, Tziv, like it says, and we turn the page on Daf Yud, Tziv, like it says, Gilad, Karis, Poli, Oven, Akuva, Midam. Now, Akuva, Midam, what does that mean? Akuva, Midam, Amar, Avelazar, She'okvin lahar in the fashos. They would lie in wait to kill people. Meaning, a lot of murderers there in Gilad. A lot of murderers that are unwitnessed and unwarned. Hashem will take care of them. How? By making other people have to go to Ari Miklat. Right. Why did that person go to Ari Miklat? So the Gemara is going to say, because he killed somebody at a shogig and no one knew about it. So now I have to know about it. So that ends up being that there's still no, for the first murder b'shogig, there's no kapara. That question has no answer. Right?
The first murder was for Mason, sorry. The murderers
said. I meant the first shogi. We'll get to it.
Okay.
Today. Umayishna mehai gisa. Listen to this question, the Gemara's question. Umayishna mehai gisa demirachki. Umayishna dementa demakarvi. If you live in the middle of Israel, remember we said yesterday? That it was completely equidistant. From the south of Israel to the first city, first to second to third to the north. If you live in the middle, you have more choices where to go.
Absolutely. Right.
If you live in the south, you don't have any choices.
Right.
You live in the north, you don't have any choices.
Right.
So why is that?
No
Because more people lived in the middle. Maishna mehaygiza demarachi. If you live in the edges, you're far away. Umaishna meimtzai nekarvi. If you live in the middle, you're close by. So Amar Abaya, I'll tell you why. Because Bishchem, which is in the middle, nami shchichei rotzim. Also, a lot of murderers over there. You need more cities because there's a lot of murderers. Dechziv, like it says, v'kachachei ish gedudim chever kohanim derech yirtzachu shechema. My chever kohanim. What does that mean? Chever kohanim. Amar Belazar, sheim ischabrin laharul nefashos. They would gather together and plot to kill people. Kahak kahanim lalo sheim ischabrin lachalik chumas basic runners. Just like Levi, there's a kahanim gathered together to collect the truma. You would gather together with your chever and go kill people.
Logically, that makes zero sense. You know, again, right?
What? What?
Why? Because the fringe areas are always more dangerous than the center of the country.
Are you saying the exact opposite?
What's the exact opposite?
Vasileka?
People killed in New York and in California, except for Chicago. Then there are killed in the middle of the country.
Right, a little nowhere. No, he said Chicago.
Except for Chicago.
Right, more murders. He's right. More murders in the city than in some, you know, hick town somewhere.
Exactly.
Well, that's because of population.
We're going to get the safety numbers in a minute.
No.
Now they're going to ask your question, Yoni. For Suleka, only six. For Ikav Alekav Aleam Titnu Abayim Mishtaim here. There's another 42. So why don't we mention those in the Mishnah? So Amar Abaya, Halalu, the six, Koltos, Bein Ladas, Bein Shalolodas. They work whether you know you're in there or not. So the Goladam is born. You're in there, you can't. But Halalu, the other 42, Ladas Koltos, Shalolodas, Ein Koltos. They only work if you know you're in there. But if you know it works, if you know it's one of the 42.
How does Goladam know if you know?
So, but as far as I know, Mati, that's the only difference between those and those. That's the only thing the Gemara mentions. Whether or not you know you're in there. I'm not sure what that means. You wandered in, you stammered in, and you don't know you're in there, and the Goladam still could kill you. Why? Because you don't know. Now, the Gemara says, V'chevron ir miklahu. Chevron was one of the, we said yesterday, Chevron was one of the ir miklahu. Is that true? For Ksiv it says, V'idnu l'kaliv, it's Chevron kasha diber Moshe. Kaliv got that. As a gift for Moshe. It's not going to be in ir miklahu. It's not Levi and don't live there. It's a private city for Kaliv's private city. What about Shem?
He's
buried there. Sure. The whole city?
I don't call it the same thing.
So Amar Abaya gives it, this says, Parvadaha, no, the surrounding areas were given, because not the city itself. The chesiv, like it says, V'yasodha ir, V'yaschetzireha, the chetzeiro, the outer, nasnu l'kali ben Yefuna. That was given to Kali ben Yefuna.
Why would you give it to Aramekla, one of the three holiest cities?
Why wouldn't you? Because the issue was distance. That's why.
Holy city things.
The issue was distance.
Because it doesn't make sense to have Ar Mikla next to the holy city.
The issue has nothing to do. First of all, what do you mean holy city?
Where do you get this holy city though?
That's tour guide. That's tour guide talk. That's tour guide talk. We're going now to the third holiest city. We're not Muslims. It's tour guide talk. But having said that, it's a valid point, right? People want to hang out there. It's nothing to do with that. It has to do with distance. It has to be equidistant to each other.
One part of the
yeah. So you're right. This is a better. Also, we don't want to have the cities too big. You don't want to have the cities too small. We're going to get to that right now. The Kadesh, Ir Mikla have Kadesh? Was only one of the Ir Mikla? Kadesh? What's the problem with Kadesh? What is that even? It says, V'ari Mivzar, Hatzarim Tzar, V'chemas, Rakas, V'kineret, V'kadesh, V'edre'e, V'ayn Chetzer, all these places, and Kadesh is on the list. V'atanya, Arim Halalu, Ein Osan Osam. These cities, these Ir Miklas. Ain't also, you can't be low tier in Katana. It can't be a tiny little city. Nobody lives there. I never heard of that place. It said someone's going, you ever heard of this place in, you know, Mississippi? I never heard of that town. The capital people heard of. It can't be a tiny town like that. Below tier in, below Krachim Gedolim. It can't be in a big city. Ella, Ayaros, Beninos. It has to be a middle level, a mid-sized city. Why? We'll see in a minute why. The Kasha is that we mentioned all these cities before. It's Mashma that those are big cities. Those are large cities. How can Kaddish be a large city? So Amar Yosef, trade Kaddish Havir. No, there were two places called Kaddish. There were two places. Amar Vashi, Kigon Slikum, to Akward to Slikum. Like Slikum and Akward to Slikum. They're two different cities. They sound very similar, right? Like Mexico and New Mexico. They're the same, two different places. Right? They're the same word. So do Kaddish. Two different Kaddishes.
Is it a Kaddish
Barnea? I'm not sure. Now, Gufa. We just said Ha'arm Halalu Ein Osam Osam Lo Torim Ketanim Lo Krachim Gedolim. They can't be too small. They can't be too big. Ella Ayaros being his midsize. Vemoshivano some elemakom mayim. That's to be a water source in that city. Vemainsham mayim, mevilah mayim. If there's no water source, we'll bring a water source. Very good. Vemoshivano some elemakom shivakim. That has to be a thoroughfare, a street, a marketplace. Vemoshivano some elemakom aluchsonen. It has to be near big cities. Rashi says on the bottom of the right side, Rashi says, Shiyu Kfarim, there should be big cities, the Yishuv Smukin Lahem. People, a lot of people all around. Why? Shlo Yavol Gol Adam Merubim Al Ir B'chayel. The whole Gol Adam to hire an army to come and kill the guy or kill his relative. So how's it going to stop them? So you need people nearby to stop that. Mobs, right?
Were there any guards at the army or not?
I don't think so. I don't know. Nismatu aluchza sehen. If a lot of people move away, mosifin aleyin, they would be most if they add more people, right? There was what's it called, white flight. Everyone wants to leave the city, they make sure they don't leave, right? Bring more people in. Nismatu diurayin. If individual people wanted to move out, they'll bring other people. The ein mochrin behem lo klei zayin lo klei mitzuda divrim nechemya. In the city, you can't sell weapons.
Gun control.
In the city, no weapons.
AR.
Right? Weapons, Klei Zayin is weapons, and Klei Mitzuda is things to trap you. Divrim Nechemya. V'chachamim Matirin. No, the reason is because they don't want to give more opportunity for the Gol Adam. Right. More weapons. Ooh, weapons are right here, you know?
Yeah, what about the weapon from home?
What?
No weapons.
No weapons are allowed.
Then you get Chicago again.
V'chachamim Matirin. And Chacham say it's mutter. V'shavin, they agree, she'ed parson besochem mitzudos. Everybody agrees you can't set the traps. Even if you can buy them, you can't set them. The e'mafshilu l'tochem chavolim, and you can't, what does this mean? A lot of ropes? K'dei shalo yehi rogel adam mitzud yasham. What does that mean? Shvalim, what does that mean?
The traps should not be laying within them, or many ropes be spun.
Right. So therefore, otherwise, all you're doing is making incentive for the gol adam to break the law. That's all you're doing. So don't do that. That's all you're doing.
If somebody kills somebody, b'shege again in our mikvah, does he have to go to another our mikvah?
Yeah, but I think the Gemara's going to ask that question. I think the Gemara's going to ask that question later in the week. Amar Vitzchak, Mikra, what's the source for this? It says, V'nas el achat min ha'ar ma'el v'chai. You're going to run to those cities and live. So avid lei midi d'avid lechayusa. Do something that they can have a life there. Right? If the place is the Wild West, you can't live there. Right? See, don't do that. Makes sense. Tana. Talmud Shigala, Megala Rabbi Imo. If a Talmud goes to Galus, his Rebbe has to go also. Why? If a Talmud goes to Galus, Rebbe has to go also. Why does Rebbe have to go also? What?
Teach him better.
We're going to get to that. That's a good question. So the Ein Yaakov says, That's only true if he's your private Rebbe. If he's a Rebbe for a whole yeshiva, and one guy has to go to Ohr Miklat, the Rebbe doesn't have to leave 100 students to go for one student. That for sure not. But if he's your private Rebbe, he's your private tutor, and you go, he has to go with you. What?
Rebbe
Mubarak has to go with you.
Has to go?
Has to go. Why? We just said. Because v'chai, you have to live there. You have to go in a place where you can live. And without Torah, you can't live. The Rebbe has to go with you. Now, Shinemar, V'chai, the Gemara says it. Avad le'midi d'avad le'chiyusa, you have to have life. And without Torah, you don't have any life. What? So the Ritva says, not everyone can learn from everybody.
What?
Not everybody can learn from everybody. The Ritva says that. It has to be. Somebody's your private Rebbe, and you can't learn with anybody else. Or you could, but it's not the same. We all know that. We all like our types of shiur. We all like who our rebbe. We all like our teachers. You go to someone else. Okay, that was okay, but it's not. I'm not used to that. Right?
So rebbe has to move his family here.
Yes. Yes.
For his whole life, because this guy gets.
That goes to show you the value of a rebbe. Shows you the value of a rebbe.
And what about if this rebbe had other talmidim?
So we just said. If the rebbe has other talmidim, then he doesn't have to go. We're talking about is it only your? It's a private rebbe for you. He's your private rebbe, right? It's unbelievable, Vart. Amar of Zeira, Mikan Shalishana Adam Talmud Jaina Hogan. Don't have a Talmud that's not so good. Why? Because you want to stop going to Ari Miklat. Right? Because we all know that even though it's a shogig, it's still some kind of fault on you. Some kind of fault on you. So, right? So you're going to have a private guy who's not such a good guy. He'll end up going to Ari Miklat. Your whole life also gets messed up. Don't have a Talmud like that. Amr of Yochanan gets more harder. Harav Shigala Megalan Yeshiva So Imo. If a Rebbe has to go to Golas,
the whole yeshiva's got to go.
The whole yeshiva has to go also. The Rebbe got into an accident, it happens. Guy got into an accident. Someone got killed. He has to go to Golas, the Rebbe. The whole yeshiva has to go with him.
So now the private Rebbe is not necessary anymore.
What?
Now you don't need the private Rebbe to.
He's the Rebbe. He's the Rosh Hashiva.
Right, right. So
Rosh Hashiva goes to Golas.
Before we said they hired private tutors because they shouldn't have to take a whole group that are...
Here we don't say that.
So according to this, you say you don't have to worry
about it. Here we don't say that, right? The very next line is, Amy, is that true? Okay, fine. So the Ben Yoda asks, everybody asks, a lot of Rishonim asks, a lot of Rachonim asks, how come we don't say the same thing over here? Don't have a Rebbe who's not so good.
Yeah.
Don't say that. We don't say that line. Don't have a Rebbe who's not so good. Right? Don't have a Rebbe who's not so good. If you have a Rebbe who's not so good, you have to pick up your whole family and move to Ari Miklat. Why? Because Rebbe went there. You have to go there also. How come we don't say that?
You still have the option of changing saying no.
No. That's a cheap answer. Right?
You have the option of saying no.
Well, who has the option of saying no?
Talmud.
Why? He has to go. He's part of the yeshiva.
Why? If you go to the different Rebbe.
Same way around.
What?
It doesn't work both ways.
I think the Binyan actually gives one of the, he gives like a lot of answers. That's one of the answers. So the first answer that Marsha gives is there's no rule like that. There's no rule like that you shouldn't have a Rebbe who's not so good. There's no rule like that. For a Rebbe, there's a rule like that for a Talmud. For a Talmud, after all, who we know who had a Rebbe who wasn't good? Rebbeir. Rebbeir had Acher as a Rebbe. Wasn't good. One of Derech. Kept him as a Rebbe. Why do you keep him as a Rebbe? Because we don't say that rule by a Rebbeir. You can learn from this. This is the guy who you're learning from. Okay, so he's not so good. Don't say that rule. Like that answer,
buddy? No, I don't like it.
It's hard, but there's a truth to it. It's hard, but there's a truth to it. Yeah. There's a truth to it.
Unless Rebbe does something inappropriate, right?
He doesn't do anything inappropriate. He's not such a good guy.
Rav Meir is not. Anytime that he has something that's said in the name of Acher, it's not written in Rav Meir's name anymore. So keep in mind.
I know, but the point is, he did stay with him as a Talmud, even though he couldn't find he couldn't find anyone better. He could have found someone better. Not the best guy, Acher, right? Not the best guy.
Correct.
But he stayed. Bar. What do you see from here?
And his parts are not counted.
That rule, he's mentioned in Pirkei Avos. That rule doesn't apply by a Rebbe. By a Talmud it applies, not by a Rebbe. Okay, that's the Marsha's answer. The Marsha's answer.
What's the chet of the Rebbe that he has to go?
He killed somebody in the Shogeg.
No. The Talmud goes in. Now the Rebbe goes follows.
Because you have to, because I'll tell you why. Because the Gemara, the Torah
what's
said.
The chet of the Rebbe that he has to go.
There's no chet. There's no chet.
He has to.
The Talmud has to have life, and without a Rebbe, there's no life. It's an unbelievable vart.
It's very hard to understand.
So that means you've got to pray that nobody here. Otherwise, you're relocating.
No, he's only Talmidim.
So the Aruch Laner gives your answer, Mr. Schiffer. He says like this. He says if a Talmud kills somebody b'shogi. Happens. The Rebbe has to go to Ari Miklat. Isn't that a pagam on the Rebbe? So you said. Isn't that a pagam on the Rebbe? Now, all the way around. The Rebbe kills somebody for shogim. The whole yeshiva has to go with him. That's a pagam on the Rebbe? Just the opposite. Such a cover for the Rebbe.
Right.
Such a cover for the Rebbe. That's the difference. So we don't say a line like this. Well, you shouldn't have a Rebbe. Just the opposite. It's a shevach if you have to follow him to the Ari Miklat.
The
other way around, it's a pagam. The Nebuch, the Rebbe has to go follow you. That's a Nebuch. Don't have a Talmud like that. The other round, your pussy don't say it. It's an unbelievable answer. It's a great answer.
It's great.
Right?
It's really...
The Rebbe has to go to Golas. It's a Shevach. The whole Yeshiva has to follow along.
He also quotes you that you don't have
to. That what?
He doesn't explain it. He just says various reasons.
Okay.
Glad you brought that up.
Jesus. Ben Yoda himself gives three reasons. But I didn't quote them because I didn't understand them all.
What number are you on?
Amy, is that true?
22.
Is that true? Bummer of Yochanan.
Shh.
Menayel Divrei Torah, how do you know Shane Colton? How do you know Divrei Torah itself protects you. Shenemar, es betze b'midbar, uksiv basrei, v'zos ha-Torah. So what do I need? What do I need? Or miklat for have Torah? Lokasha. Ha, the member that Torah protects you is in the esek ba. It's only if you're learning Torah. Mom is learning at that moment it protects you. Ha, dar miklat, b'dna de lo esek ba. But Torah doesn't protect you when you're not learning it. So whatever that means, our mikla protects you all the time. Okay. Right? Even though the Gemara says in Sota, the Gemara says, the Aruch Hanan points out, the Gemara says in Sota that if you learn Torah, it protects you even when you're not learning it, right, which makes sense. You're learning Torah, so you have to go to work, so you have to go take your kid to school. You're not learning that 5 minutes, you're not learning, it still protects you. Okay, this whole thing is esoteric anyway, because we're talking about our mikla.
Right,
so I don't have to learn Mikla, I can learn Torah. Yeah, when you're not learning. Yeah, it still protects you on some level, but at the end of the day, you're not learning at that time. So you have to go to Ari Miklat. Okay.
So if you learn Torah Ari Miklat, then you can't be bothered?
No, what do you mean?
If you're learning...
No, the Gemara was suggesting, maybe if you learn Torah, you don't have to go to Ari Miklat, because Torah protects you. Okay, it doesn't protect you every minute of the day. Yeah, but the Gemara says it does. Okay, it's not the same thing. We all know and understand, not the same thing.
But if you learn the Torah Ari Miklat, then you're safe by yourself.
Okay, very good. V'bay Sema, my Colton. What does it mean, Colton? Malach HaMavis. Learning Torah will save you from death. We all know. Actually, one of the Rishonim asks, why don't we bring the story from David HaMelech? We're going to bring a different story. Kehud Rav Chista, have a Yasiv V'garis. He was sitting and learning. Bebe Rav, in the yeshiva. V'lo ha'yikal yachol, shlicha, the Malach HaMavis, l'vik Rav L'gabe. The Malach HaMavis couldn't get him. Right? The lo ha'vi shavik pum v'girs. He didn't stop learning for 1 second. So, Salik, the Yasiv Arza. The Beirav, so the Malach HaMavis went outside, he broke some beam of the yeshiva, Paka, made a noise, Arza, Vishasik, and he stopped learning for a minute, he was all startled, V'yasev lay, and V'yachal lay, and then the Malach HaMavis was able to get him. Okay? Amar of Tanchem, Baruch HaNilay, V'nemad Zachar Ruvain Limanos Batzala Tchila, why is Ruvain mentioned first in Hatzala? When it says Ari Mikla, it mentions Ruvain's cities first. So why not? He's the Bechor. Right? So the answer is, because the answer to that question, why is Reuven mentioned first? It's Bechor. But it always says, V'yomer b'nei God u'b'nei Reuven. The b'nei God always spoke up first, in front of Reuven. So when we mention the cities, all of a sudden Reuven's first. Why? Can't because he's the Bechor. He never said a word. He's always the second guy. God always spoke first. So all of a sudden Reuven's mentioned first. The answer is, B'nei shu pasach ba'atzala t'chila. Because he mentioned Atala first. Shenamar, like it says, V'yishmer Reuven v'yatzalinim yadam. Reuven heard, and he tried to save Yosef. Darash Rav Simulai, my dechsev, Oz, Yavdil, Moshe, Shalosh, Orim, Be'ivar HaYardik, Mizrach HaShemesh, Amalak Kodesh Baruch HaLaboshe. Hazrech Shemash l'rotzchim. Prepare the sun for the rotzchim. Meaning, do everything you can to help the rotzchim. Ikadamri, Amalei, Hazarachta, Shemesh l'rotzchim, same thing. Prepare the sun. Doesn't mean prepare the sun. You can't prepare the sun. It means prepare whatever you can for the rotzchim. Darash Rav Simai, my dechsev, Oif kesef lo yispa kesef. If somebody loves money, he'll never have enough of it. He'll never be satisfied. Umi oif bahamon. And if someone loves money, lo tvua. He won't have tvua. Okay? Now, what does that mean? Oif kesef lo yispa kesef. That's an allusion to Zem Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? That has an allusion to Moshe Rabbeinu. He knew that the three I'm setting off aside now won't take effect. They're not going to work until the three in Eretz Yisrael come, which won't be for another 14 years. Well, 7 years. Who knows how long? What? Right? Nevertheless, a mitzvah that comes my way, I'm not passing it up. Even though, as Rav Goldberg said Friday night, it's only a half a mitzvah, was not even a mitzvah. It's a half a mitzvah. You do your best, right? You do your best. Right? The Moshe, I'm not passing that up. It's like someone who has a lot of money, wants more money. Someone has a lot of mitzvot, wants more mitzvot. Mi oiv mama b'hamon lo tvua. If someone has a lot of money, he doesn't have tvua. What does that mean? Lami noe lilmod b'hamon. If someone's able to learn b'hamon with a lot of people, mi shekol tvua shalo. All the tvua is his. Okay? That means that it's all his, right? Misha called Tvua Shalom becomes his. Now, the problem is, the word is low with an aleph. No Tvua. The Gemara changes it to say, lo, it's his, with a vav. What kind of drush is this? Now changing the mamash the whole pasuk. Right?
Is it considered a kriya ksiv?
What? No, it's not a kriya ksiv. So the Dva, yes, what's going on here? This Gemara doesn't make any sense. Right? So the Dva says, we're reading the Gemara wrong. It's like this. Umi ohe bahamon lo tvua. It's a question. In other words, that would somebody dare go teach in public and not be a bucky? And not have all velo tvua? Doesn't have it all? Doesn't have Mishnah, Mikra, all that stuff. Right? The Gemara says, where am I here? Where am I? Yeah. Lumi noa lilma bahamon. Mi shekal tvua shalo. Whoever, the guy who's got it all. Who's a Rebbe? Someone has it all. So it makes, Lumi shino lilma bahamon. Mi shekal tvua shalo with an aleph. He doesn't have it all. He's going to be a Rebbe? Can't be. That's how he answers it. Okay? V'hayin d'amar v'lazar ma'i d'ksiv mi imal g'vurus Hashem yashmiya kol t'ilaso l'min no'a l'ulmod m'g'vurus Hashem. Who's right to learn from? Mi shiachal l'amashmiya kol t'ilaso. Whoever has it all, whoever knows a lot, that's who you should learn from. Someone who knows is very, very knowledgeable. V'rabanan v'item rabar amari amar mi ohev mamon lo t'vua kol ha'ohev b'hamon lo t'vua. Whoever has means a lot of humility. And Yov be'enei rabanan eno rab rabar bar. They looked at him, he was someone who fulfilled that list. Next, Simon Ashi Lilmod Ravina Lamed, Rashi Amar, Kala Oev Lilmod, Bahamon, Lo Tvua. Whoever loves to learn with a lot of people, that's the person you should go to. So Hayan Damar of Asi, Yossi Barichanina, Majiksiv, Kharval Abadim Vinoalu, Kharval Tsavari Sonem Shal Yisra Shal Tunacham, Shoshin Voskin Batara Bad Bad.
What a terrible thing for someone to learn alone. That's not a good thing. Right? V'lo'od el Hashem etapshin. Makes you stupid. Learning alone makes you stupid. K'siv, it says, hacha v'no'alnu. V'k'siv hasam, asher no'alnu v'asher chatanu. And the uncle is transferred no'alnu as ditafshana. It becomes more tippish. Learning by itself makes you stupid. And what does that mean exactly? What does that mean exactly? I'm not 100% sure what that means exactly.
It allows inconsistencies to creep in.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you've got nothing.
You don't have a... Either a chavrusa or a rebbe or even a room, a group. What?
It's like the whole group thing.
Right.
It also says the bracha as well, called chavrusa or misusa.
Correct. Exactly the same point. So you're foolish. It's a stupid thing to do. It's a foolish thing to do. V'lo el shechotin, you sin also. Shner v'asher chatano. V'yibay tzema, mehacha, namalnu, sarei, tzoin. Ravi.
You became fools.
Yeah. Ravina amar, kol oev, lilmod. Bahamon lo tvua. Again, same pasuk. That if you love to learn, you're gonna have all. You have it all. Hadavar Rebbe, harbi Torah lamadati. I learned a lot of Torah. Meir Bosef, my Rebbe Beim, the chaveira yotzei mehem, and my friends even more than that. The talmidei yotzei mikulin, and for my students the most of all. Right? Fine.
You say the same thing.
Of course. questions you ask over here, you don't ask anywhere else.
Oh boy.
Or Yeshua ben Levi. The shvach. The shvach. My dechziv. It would be boring if I only spoke the whole time. It would be very boring. Having said that, some of the questions are very interesting. Right.
Your phrase is very interesting. It's very interesting.
The Shvach.
You're ready to give
audition. Right. Amr Shul Ben Levi. My Dechziv, it says, Om Dos Hayu Raglenu B'Sharech Yerushalayim. Right? Famous Shir Malos. Me garm l'raglenu she'amdu b'mechama shari Yerushalayim. What gave us the right to be here? She'oskin b'Torah, because learn Torah. Rami Shor ben Levi, my dechziv, she'ar ma'alos David, samachti ba'omim l'beis Hashem Nelech. I got happy when they told me we're going to Beis HaMikdash. I can't wait for that to happen. Beis Hashem Nelech. Amar Dov Al-Fiyah Kodesh Baruch Hu, B'mon Shalom, Shavati b'nei Adam, she'omim, Masa yom ha'zakin teh, v'yavo Shlomo b'no, v'yavo Beis HaBechira. When's David Melch going to die already so Shlomo can take over and build the Beis HaMikdash? Everybody knew David's not building it. When's they going to go die already? Let Shlomo build it already. Right? That's what they were saying. Samachti ba'ov Beis HaMikdash. I can't wait till we're going to say, when are we going already? When's David going to die already? Right? V'nala l'regal v'simachti. And we'll have to go up and be all the regal to be so happy. Amalo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki tov yom chatzrecha me'elef. Tov li yom echa cha'ata osik b'torah l'fanai me'elef olas cha'asid Shlomo b'nechal l'hakrival g'abi ha'mizbeach. You hear that, Vart? It's an unbelievable Vart.
Hashem says, I like one day of learning Torah, and 1,000 korbanos they're going to bring.
By you.
Right? Well, only by him?
Yeah.
What about other people? You can say the same thing. I can't wait for Mashiach. What do you want Mashiach to come for? Then what? So whatever you're waiting for, do it now. What are you waiting for? Korbanos? That doesn't matter. Right? You do the job now. Okay. Then we said, korbanos l'chem drachim. That we set up road signs. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Omer, Miklat ha'yikasal pashas drachim. They would write the words Miklat at the crossroads. Kedei shiyakir harotzeh v'yifne l'sham. Harotzeh v'yifne l'sham. So the murderer can know where to go. Right? You get road signs. Amar of Kahana, Ma'ikra, Tiftachu b'cha derech. Atel l'cha achan ol derech. Make a way for the road. Rav Chava bar Chanina, Patsach le'pitzchel ha'y parshas ha'mihacha. When he would learn the parsha of Ar Miklat, he would start here. Tov yashar Hashem, al kein yoreh chatar baderech. Im l'chatoyim yoreh, kavachom l'tzadikim. If we're going to light up the way for the Rishayim, they should know where to go. For sure, the tzadikim. Rishayim ben Lakish omar, pazak high pitzchel high parshat semehacha, v'shalotzida v'elokim ino liyado. Right, you didn't lie in wait, and Hashem made it happen. Nebuchy was an accident. Kasher yomar, mashal akadmoni, merishayim yetzi rasha. Like the old mashal is, from evil, evil comes. Now, here we get to the story. There were two people. Okay, let's call them Reuven and Shimon. Two people. Shehargu es hanefesh. Echad harar b'shogeg v'echad harar b'mezid. Right? Shimon was shogeg, because it's both shins, so remember that. Reuven killed somebody b'mezid. No witnesses. Nobody saw either thing. V'lzeh ein edim v'lzeh ein edim. Okay? So now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mezamnin l'pundek echad. Hashem makes Reuven and Shimon show up to the same inn. Zeshar Gemezid, Reuven, who killed Gemezid, Yoshef Tachasula. He's sitting under a ladder. Vizesh Sharg Bashogig, and Shimon, who killed Bashogig, Yorid Basulam, Vinafa Allah Hargo. He falls on top of Reuven and kills Reuven. So Reuven, who murdered, got killed. Shimon, who killed Bashogig, is now going to go to Golis, because now people saw. The problem is, the first person that Shimon killed, there's no kapar for that. That's what I meant before. The first person that Shimon killed, Reuven killed somebody, he got killed. Hashem took care of him, he got killed. Shimon killed somebody for Shogeg. No witnesses, no one knew about it. Maybe even Shimon himself didn't even know about it. He was driving along, hit somebody, didn't even realize. So what's going to happen? Hashem's going to make him kill another person for Shogeg, but the second person deserved it. What about the first person? We have no idea. Maybe he also deserves it, we have no idea.
What? Shimon deserved to kill again.
Because the first one was unwitnessed. So he needs a kapara. So how are we going to work that out? So Hashem's going to make him kill somebody again, but this time with witnesses. Therefore, he'll go to Golis. So first of all, the first person is not accounted for. The first person that Shimon killed Bashogeg is not unaccounted for.
Right, now
exponentially
getting larger.
Right. Now, Zeshar Bashogeg, Gola. The one who killed Bashogeg goes to Golis. So it's all good. That's why we needed so many Ari Miklat, that's what Tosa said. In Gilad, either murderers, yeah, and that's going to lead to Shogigs. Okay? So, one question is, the first person that Shimon killed is unaccounted for. That's the first question. The Marsha, it's an unbelievable question. Why do you go to Golis? Why do you go to Golis?
Instead of what?
Instead of nothing. Shimon killed somebody by Shogeg. No one knows about it. So there's no Gol Adam. The Gol Adam doesn't know about it. What are you throwing the Golis for?
You don't have to in that case.
What? So Hashem's going to make it. You're going to do it again. So now you go to Golis. What for?
For Kapara.
One second. Putting the Kapara aside. Who said anything about Kapara?
Well,
we've been saying all along, you go to Golis, otherwise it's the same from the Gol Adam. There is no Gol Adam. No one knows you killed him. You have a question?
Yeah. I know, it's very complicated.
Why? No one knows he killed him. It was a whole... No one knows. Maybe you don't even know. So what do you have to run to Golis for? Hashem has to do it again for you to go to Golis. No one... There's no Gol Adam.
What if you kill a ger, don't you go also? There's no Gol Adam.
The Bezin appoints a Gol Adam. Right? Right. Doesn't have any relatives. Bezin appoints a Gol Adam. Here, no one knows about it.
So
what do you have to go to the Golis for?
The question is, yeah. What's the purpose of having a Gol Adam? Why do you need a guy to go take revenge?
That's an excellent question.
So the answer is... There's absolute purpose for it.
Right.
No, it's not a kapara. It makes the world a safer place.
So the Marsha comes up with a whole answer about Gol Adams. What?
It's
it makes the place a safer place.
Yeah. No, so the Aruch Lener says, I don't understand the whole kasha, because Golos is a kapara. The whole kasha doesn't make any sense, Golos is a kapara. Marsha didn't think that. Which is why he asked the question. So he gave a whole question about Gol Adam. His answer was Gol Adam. What's the purpose of Gol Adam?
Right.
That answers the question. Right? Why, like I said, why does Bezin, if someone doesn't have a Gol Adam, Bezin appoints a Gol Adam? Why? There's no Gol Adam. The guy's a gear, no relative. What is the point of Gol Adam to keep me in Gol? What for? So you see, there's something.
Makes the place safer.
There's something to.
That's what it is.
So therefore, Hashem has to do it again, so you get yourself into Gol with a Gol Adam.
There is another element, and that's the advice of the Kohen Gadol. So if it's not known that there was a
that's how he gets out.
But why does he get out? Because ultimately the Christ rests on the Kohen Gadol. Under his leadership, somebody died in a birth.
Okay, fair enough.
Because otherwise, if you have a person that nobody knows who killed.
We're going to see later. It's only half true because. If you kill somebody b'shogeg in the interim period, there's no Kohen Gadol, you never get out. It's a funny thing with this thing with the Kohen Gadol. We don't really understand it. We'll see in a few later days. That's what the Marsha answers. That because of a Gol Adam issue, you have to go to Golos. Rav Chaim said that it's for a kapara, a whole separate issue. So it doesn't really say it's a kapara.
It doesn't answer it,
right? Okay, interesting. But bear in mind, that first person is never accounted for. The first person that got killed b'shogeg, right? You have to give some answer for that. Yeah. What happened to him?
It was his time to die.
Well, you have to give some answer, right? And it was unwitnessed, right? Okay. Where are we up to? Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Belazar, and a Torah, and Avim, and a Ksuvim. This idea we learn from Torah, and Avim, and Ksuvim. What idea? The way you want to live your life, Hashem lets you. It's an amazing thing. It's such a true thing. People will tell you all the time. They wanted to be better, and all these things are happening to them. They wanted to be worse, all these things happen to them. Hashem lets you choose your own path. Dichsev, Minatar, Dichsev, L'Seh Elohim Ahem. Hashem said, don't go with Bilam, Hashem told Bilam, don't go with them. V'Dichsev, Kum Lechatem, go with them. You want to go, so go. Right? The way you want to go, you go. Hashem tries to protect you. You don't want to, you're not interested in listening? Go do what you want. Minatavim, Dichsev. Go whatever you want to go. Okay? That's exactly what the Miri says. Miyasodos, Hadas, Umipinimius, Hemuna. Fundamental thing, Lahaman, to believe, Shebechira Biyat Adam Lara Olatov. You're here to do good or bad. Right? You wound up in this Daf Yomi show. You're learning Torah every single morning. 10 years ago, you weren't here. It became available to you. It's your choice. It's your choice to stay in bed and your choice to come here. Right? I'm just giving one tiny little example of how you made a choice and Hashem made it happen for you. Right?
I just want to get out of the house
for right, whatever the reason is. What?
Yeah.
It's amazing how, and now after you come to Daf Yomi for a while, you can't imagine your life without it. Right? You can't imagine your life without it. Right? What about a different shiur? Sometimes you go, sometimes you don't go. Different people, different strokes with different folks. The point is, that's so true. The Bechira is all yours. Right. But yet, Hashem somehow happens to help you choose the path for you anyway. Whatever you want to do, it'll happen.
That's also considered Bechira of an option.
Correct. Amar Rav Huna. Rotzeach shegol ir miklat, umatze gol adam v'hargo pater. Right? If the gol adam finds him and kills him, he's pater. Right? The gol adam is pater from Misa. He wasn't in the ir miklat. He was on the way. Kesavar v'lo in mishpat mavetz b'gol adam hu dichsev. There's no accountability for that. Meisvei v'lo in mishpat mavetz rotzeach hakasav adaber. That's talking about the rotzeach. Adam a rotzeach and el b'gol adam. Well, who's it talking about? Kishon, when it says, "Hulo sone lo mitmo shulsham," have a rotzeach kasev medaber. So it's talking about the rotzeach. So it's not talking about the gol adam. So much as you're right, who dama ki aitana the tanya v'lo in mishpat moves gol adam kasev medaber. It's really talking about the gol adam. At the omer b'gol adam kasev medaber oiner ela b'rotzeach. Kishon, ki lo sone hulo mitmo shulsham her rotzeach. That's the rotzeach. Hamani mekayim v'lo in mishpat moves gol adam kasev medaber. It's talking about the gol hadam. Fine. Then we said Tanan, most people shame to meet the chachamim. Shem yagena b'derech v'davar elav. You're going to meet two people on the way. You're going to send along the murderer, the shogi guy, to Golas. He's escorted with two Talmidei Chachamim. Why? Because maybe on the way they'll bump into the Gol Adam, and they'll try to talk the Gol Adam out of it. Right? My love, the Masrubei, aren't they there to warn him? Right? Di katil bakataluhu. So you see the Gol Adam is not allowed to kill? No, that's not why they're there. Kiritanya, v'dabar elav v'dvar maharu uyum lo. They would tell him things that you want to hear, that are fitting to hear, such as, omrim lo, al tinek bo minek shol chidamim. What are you, a murderer? You're going to kill this guy? Because he accidentally killed your relative? What's the matter with you? Not to warn him. There's no accountability. It's to try to talk him out of it. So what's the whole thing for? What's all this about? Talk him out of it, right? Bishkaga bo ma'asli yadav. The whole thing was a mistake. Don't calm down. The whole thing was a terrible mistake. Rebeir Omer, humudav al diatzmo. He could even defend himself. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I'm sorry, I killed your relative. It was a terrible accident. Shinamar, like it says, this is the story of the Ratzach, meaning the Ratzach himself can speak. Amrulo, Hashem has a lot of shlichim. Hashem has a lot of ways for things to happen. So he made me a shlich. It was a total accident. I'm so sorry. Right? Rashi says, Dvarim she'einam nasim aydeh adam, things that are not done by man, nasim umiskabam aydeh harbe shluchim. Hashem has many different ways to make something happen. Many different ways. This is a big accident. I'm sorry. Okay, Amar Mar, Bishkaga ba maise liado. So we said it was a shogi. We said it was a shogi. So it's pshita. It's obvious it was a shogi. The amazed bar galusu. If it was amazed, you're bar galus. In yes, Hatanya. It was Yer Yehuda Omer. Betchila echad shogi v'echad beizim akdim l'ari miklat. Originally, someone got killed. You go right away to Ari Miklat. Hang out there until they sort it all out. Bezdin shalchin ravin osam isham. Then Bezin will call you when they're ready for the case. Hargu. If it's determined it's bemazed, you get put to death. But true, if it's a freak accident, not even a shogig, then you are totally putter. If you chayev galus, we put you back there. Shnemar, like it says, they shivu is also eda lir maklato al shanas shama. Fine.
If he's amazing, why did they give him to the Gol Adam?
To actually effectuate the misa.
Basin doesn't kill him, it's amazing.
So maybe the Gol Adam could throw the stone if he wants, something like that.
It's pending trial.
It's always the person that's involved that does the killing.
The Edom also.
There is no execution in the Edom killer.
The Yada Edom Tiyabo Barushona.
Yeah.
Yada Kola Am Bachrona. Pasuk says that. So I think the Gol Adam is also in there.
He's him.
He's not the Edom.
He's the executioner.
He's the executioner, right. Rebbe Omar, Rebbe says, Me'atzmon hein golen. What is it, Me'atzmon hein golen? They go by themselves? What does it mean, Me'atzmon? Kesavurin hein, echad shogi, v'echad mezid koltos. They think that no matter what, if it's shogi or mezid, it's still, or rabbinical will still protect you. Only Bishogi protects you, not the basic. Fine.
I mean, it's the person who obviously has to throw.
Correct.
Not killing anyways. I know that.
Correct.
He still thinks that he's.
Correct. Correct.
No, I think he still thinks it works. It's effective.
Right. I can kill, but I'll go to golf and I'll be safe. Right. That could be also. You're right. You warned me not to do it. I did it anyway, and I think I have an out. Amar Belazar, Ir Shruba Rotzchim. If a city has a lot of murderers in it, and occultos, it stops to work as an Ari Miklat. It was once an Ari Miklat. There's too many people in there. Shenemar, v'daber v'diber ba'aznei zikni ha'ira, he has dvarav. V'lo shehushvu dvarehen l'dvarav. Has to be, it can't be so many other murderers there, that's not good. V'amar b'lazar, ir she'en bozakenim in occultos. If the city has no old people, old timers, or it means judges, it doesn't work. To be on zikni ha'ira v'leka, you have to have zikni ha'ira. You have to have that. You can't have a city. You can't have a city with only some hip, some yuppie type of city with no elders. Itmar, ir she'ein bo zakenim. What if a city doesn't have a bezdin? Rameir, Rabami, Rabasi, Chadam Akultos, Chadam Ein Kultos. It's a machlokas. Man to Amar Ein Akultos, being a zikni Yer Veleka. You have to have a city like that with Veleka. Man to Amar Kultos, mitzvah ba'alma. Again, it's a mitzvah, and if you don't have it, but it passes the city. Why does it pass the city? The ir she'ein basakinim, if he doesn't have a bezdin, rami v'ravasi, chadam nasan ben sorer morer, v'chadam ein nasan ben sorer morer. You can't have a ben sorer morer, and one says you can have a ben sorer morer. L'man d'amar ein nasan ben sorer morer, being ziknei v'leka. You have to have ziknei ir, and you don't have it. L'man d'amar nasan.
Why aren't the oldest people in the city called the ziknei ir?
Because that's how they refer to in the Torah.
So I'm saying, so why
it means, it means bezdin. It doesn't mean an old age home. Is that what it means?
Right.
It means bezdin. It means bezdin.
So
see, we don't have a bezdin in the city. You don't have a bezdin in the city. You can't have a ben sorer morer. It can't be an ari miklat. Right? L'man d'amar nasa ben sorer morer, mitzvah ba'alma. It's a mitzvah, l'chadchil, you should have, and if you don't have a bezdin over here, so go to the next city. V'ir she'ein bezakenim, ravami ravati, v'ye egla rufa, v'chadamar, in v'ye egla rufa. Again, the city doesn't have a bezdin, there can't be egla rufa here. One says yeah, and one says no. Again, it's the same machlokas.
How did it ever become a your miklat if there was no zakenim in the first place? What do you mean zakenim?
What do you mean? It's the city
the
of Levium.
People are the zakenim.
No, zakenim means bezdin. It doesn't mean old people.
Uh-huh.
It means bezdin. So in this city, we don't have a bezdin. Why? We don't have 23 chachamim to make a bezdin. We don't have it. So if you don't have it, it can't be an ari miklat. You can't have bitzar mora. You can't have egla rufa. Right? L'chad amar im mivi egla rufa. L'man da amar im mivi egla rufa. B'yam zikn yer v'leka. L'man da amar mivi egla rufa. Mitzvah ba'alma. It's a mitzvah ba'alma. Okay? So, in other words, just l'chachil, you should have a bezin. If you don't have a bezin, it's not the end of the world. Okay, so we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow on the bottom line. Everybody have a very good day.
Okay.
What? Why don't you answer that question? Come on, you're a smart guy. You're asking a question. You're a smart guy.
Mayor, how do you stop this?
Stick a selfie. You can upload it to IU.
Egglo roof doesn't make any sense.
Why?
The egglo roof comes from Shalem, doesn't it?
No.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think it's close to the city.
No. Then when they go in